What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. Your holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun, streaming on the Crab Diving Network for you 24-7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. No, not at iTunes. Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite podcasting aplicacion. Apple Podcasts. But I don't know where we're streaming over in the Apple
land. That's right.
We're on TuneIn and shit.
Fuck you, Apple.
We're streaming, y'all. Go to crabdiving.com/live. That'll take you to a direct feed if you're having trouble listening to us live. Although yesterday, that wasn't fucking working either, but that has been resolved.
Yes.
And thanks for listening to us this lovely Thursday. Join us on our social media at crabdiving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
Yay.
And buy shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
How are we supposed to say that, Jeff Bezos, so we don't offend the Amazon gods? We just want to make a little money off your shit.
And thanks to those that do and Down have. Down. We appreciate it. We love you long time. Mm-hmm. This is American politics right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's the soundtrack to American politics.
Oh, yes. All well, these un-American wankers.
Republican politics.
Oh, yeah, shit, yes.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Exactly. Join us, everyone. Strap in, strap on. Let's see what the fuck's going on. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and this is day two in basking in the glory of the Republicans just thoroughly shitting the bed. Congratulations, Matt Bevin. You're a big fucking loser. Oh, please, fuck yourself.
Has he conceded yet, or is he still whining and saying,
oh, well,
I'm not, you're going to have to pry the governor's mansion out of my cold, dead hands.
Out of my cold, dead asshole. Fuck you, Matt Bevin. You suck.
It says he could, this is from the New York Times. The
fake news.
Fake news.
Fuck you.
After coming roughly 5,000 votes short in his reelection campaign, Matt Bevin called for voters across the state. Gosh, no, it's like telling me I can't read this right
now.
Oh,
shit.
Because,
God, fuck this technology. We just want to do a podcast. Please.
Switching sources.
Yes. I just want to say, since we are having tech difficulties, hey, Bill Gates, go fuck yourself. Honestly, he decided to let us know that if Elizabeth Warren is the candidate, he won't be able to support her as president. Her run.
Yeah, I don't think his math works out though either. When he's like, when you know, if you're telling me I already pay $10 billion in taxes that I need to pay 20, I'm okay with that. So we're like, well, okay, yay, rock on.
Right.
And then he said, but if you get to around 100 million, then I got to start doing the math and see how much I have left. She's not talking anywhere near about taking away 95% of rich people's
yes.
wealth. 2%.
And it's bullshit. He's being disingenuous.
Right.
If I'm supposed to believe that the daddy of Microsoft doesn't understand the math, of Elizabeth Warren, he can go suck a dick. I think it's very telling that these oligarchs are lining up against her. To me, that says...
Oh, they're terrified of her.
And not only that, dude, not only fucking that. I hear talking heads on MSNBC saying often that if Elizabeth Warren is the candidate, she will lose.
Well, those are Republican.
I swear
pundits.
To
those are Republican pundits.
Yeah, like, but that message is bullshit. That is supposed to make Democrats scared to get behind her.
On Wednesday, Kentucky Senate President Robert Stivers raised the prospect that his institution, not the voters, could determine the outcome of the race. If Stivers and Republican Kentucky legislatures were to make such a hardball move without good evidence there were major problems with the vote count, the election would likely end up in federal court, where it's anyone's guess what would happen.
Yes. But he lost by a measurable amount,
but
right?
They don't have any laws there, in any automatic recount laws.
Yeah.
They're supposed to go to a court, to a judge, to determine if they should have a recount or not.
Shocking. Kentucky. Lawless.
With all the votes counted, Beshear leads by about 5,000 votes. He declared victory on election night. Bevin has not conceded, citing unspecified irregularities.
These little bitch Republicans
from Politico. Without providing details, Bevin cited thousands of absentee ballots that were illegally counted. Reports of voters being incorrectly turned away from polling places and a number of machines that didn't work properly. He said campaign will provide more information as it's made up, or excuse me, as it's gathered. He did not take questions from reporters.
Hey, Matt, I just want to remind you that you lost your governorship to a Democrat. In Kentucky, you fucking suck, motherfucker. You must fucking suck so bad, you dick.
This is from Slate. They're saying, you know, if he can substantiate his charges, they, of course, warrant a full and fair hearing.
He is
asking for a re-canvassing of votes, essentially making sure that the reported vote totals line up with the totals from the voting machines.
Yes.
That's also a reasonable request to make. But Bevin may be doing more than that. And no, let's say he's a Republican. He's a Trump Republican.
He's absolutely.
He will do more than that to cheat his way in.
And this is from Slate, correct?
Yes.
Oh, good. Hey, way to go on the fair and balanced reporting there. Good job.
Well, but they're right.
But they're pretending like but this if party he can, doesn't cheat, though.
Well, right. But if he can come up with actual substantiated fraud,
right,
then... they need to be heard also.
Oh, yes. Hey, listen, there probably is substantiated fraud on his side.
But Bevin may be doing more than that. Kentucky has a set of rules to resolve contested elections, but those rules don't apply to the governor's race.
Mm.
Instead, the state constitution says contested elections for governor and lieutenant governor shall be determined by both houses of the General Assembly according to such regulations as may be established by law.
Oh, okay. I see. So they're going to try to make some laws. Their legislative bodies are going to manufacture some bullshit.
According to the Louisville Courier Journal, the last time the legislature got involved and resolved the governor's race was in 1899.
I loved it back then. It's perfect.
It says, suppose, as seems likely, that Bevin cannot come up with evidence of voter fraud or other problems that could plausibly swing a 5,000 vote margin. Will the Republican-dominated legislature still attempt to hand the governorship back to him? Yes.
Of course.
Don't put question marks on this. We know what these fuckers are doing.
Yeah, I mean, I will say this. The media has this, I don't know if it's a naivete or something, but why work from the assumption that the Republicans are going to play by the rules? Where's evidence of that, Slate?
We've already seen Republican state legislatures in places like Wisconsin, North Carolina go as far to try to strip powers from incoming Democratic governors.
And they're going to do it again here in Kentucky. They're going to try to do that.
I have no doubt. We've reached the point where it is conceivable that the Kentucky legislature could go even further and make the election loser the winner. Stivers himself expressed support for Bevin, noting that the Libertarian gubernatorial candidate got 2% of the vote, which is more than the difference. He said that most of those votes would have gone to Bevin. Okay,
so what?
So Jill Stein,
yes,
most of those votes would have gone to Hillary. Therefore, let's declare the last election null and void.
Oh, yes. And by the way, why don't we just read some minds, Professor X? How do you fucking know? How do you fucking know those libertarians wouldn't have gone for Bashir? I really?
This says, Stivers' point would be an excellent one in arguing for the adoption of ranked choice voting, which would have allocated Libertarian Party's candidates to the voters' second choice.
Yeah.
But it's emphatically not an argument to overturn the results of a fair election. We'll have to see.
So, Slate, let me explain the story. Here's the story. Every time the Republicans lose, they try to win. They try to cheat to overturn the results. That's the story, motherfuckers. God. That's why, like, okay, so Trump's going to lose his 2020, right? Even if it's Elizabeth Warren, you assholes, he will contest it. It will not matter. It will not matter how staggering the difference is, right?
Right.
It's not going to matter. Trump will do this same shit that Matt Bevin is doing.
Let's see. That's what's going on there in Kentucky.
You wonder why liberals are so fucking angry all the time. It's because you're dealing with side that cheats, and they're racist. They hate women and they're homophobic. They don't want to give people their rights. And they parade around like Jesus nuts. They're untenable, these fucking Republicans.
Let's see. We've got...
And Lindsey Graham, dude. What a piece of fucking shit he is.
Yeah, that wasn't going to work.
What's up?
The dog was jumped up on a chair that
we
have in the window for her so she can look out the window.
Oh, okay.
And she was trying to navigate the bone and the chair. Yeah. And she's just too big.
Right.
So the bone was hanging over and it was just a matter of time before it fell.
Well.
Now she's all sad.
Sad.
Over to the HuffPo, the commie pinko liberal.
HuffPo. Fuck you.
This is our president. I just want to remind everyone.
Right.
That our current president of the United States.
Yeah, well, let me do what a Republican would do. Yeah, he's our president, not elected. He really didn't win, but he won.
Well, elected, but not by the popular vote.
Well, I mean, was he? He cheated.
Well, right, but we have no way of quantifying that, so...
I thought we did, though. I thought they were able to quantify
There were maths and stuff done.
No,
You can't quantify how people's minds were changed by social media.
You can quantify the influence of the Russian media gulags on social media, can't you? Because I thought we had stories where people had evidence.
Well, but they extrapolated, and they tried to use maths and stuff like that, but you can't know what's in someone's brain unless you actually get them to admit that they were swayed by Russian election bullshit.
But we know they cheated.
Well, sure.
We know they cheated, so to me, saying that they won the election is dubious.
They cheated, yes.
So,
illegal?
Illegal? Yes, quite illegal.
Some of them, but the social media stuff, not illegal at all.
But wait, I'm sorry, I'm just confused, because
How is buying an ad saying Hillary's got Parkinson's?
How is using Russian money funneled through the NRA to buy targeted spots on Facebook not illegal when
well,
they
that's
take...
illegal for the NRA, yes.
And when they take the... But what about the RNC giving information to Russia for their social media gulags or Trump's campaign?
If we could prove that, that's illegal.
Isn't that in the Mueller report, though?
It was alleged that Paul Manafort was going to give election poll data to one of the Russian oligarchs that he was nursing from.
Yeah. Because I just think it's important that when we talk about Republicans actually winning an election, we should understand what that means. Like, what's his face in Georgia? He won the election.
Kemp.
Now, can you say that without air quotes?
Well, again, untoward, nasty, vicious. Yes. Did he do shit that was illegal?
Probably.
I mean, there's no law that says he had to recuse himself. Normal ethical people would have done so and said, well, I can't be the Secretary of State overseeing my own election.
Yes.
That would be untoward.
That's right.
Instead, he was like, well, I can do my job. I could chew gum and walk at the same time. I could commit fraud and hide it at the same time.
God, it's just like, God, they're just cheaters. He didn't win this election. He fucking cheated Trump.
Our current sitting president, according to the HuffPo headline, has been ordered to pay $2 million for grifting the charity organization.
Butter emails, Clinton Foundation, Benghazi, suck a cock.
A New York judge has ordered Trump to personally pay $2 million to settle the state attorney general's civil lawsuit against the now defunct by law.
Yes.
Charitable organization, the Donald J. Trump Foundation. I guess charitable would be in quotes unless the charity is Donald Trump.
Yes.
New York State Supreme Court judge directs Trump's damage payment to several legitimate nonprofit organizations.
Oh, wow. That'll be weird. What happens when Trump dollars find its way to a real charity? It must be strange for them.
This decision by this judge is not what the outcome that Trump was looking for.
Oh, it wasn't.
Last year, he declared in a tweet, "I won't settle this case!" Exclamation point. Like he said he wouldn't against Trump University.
Right.
And then what happened? He fucking settled for $25 million.
And that was the day he took office.
And then he says, but I didn't admit any wrongdoing.
No,
that's the shit that needs to go away. Well, this bullshit where you're forced to sign NDAs and the companies can pay you millions of dollars without admitting any wrongdoing.
Right.
Fuck you.
I mean,
that should not be an option.
It's one thing to not admit wrongdoing, but then to come out and say you did nothing wrong is different.
Well, right.
That is kind of strange. Why doesn't our Justice Department go after him? That's right.
The lawsuit.
We live in a banana republic.
Bill Barr needs to stay hydrated because all the Trump jizz he's taking is going to turn into a marble statue if he doesn't drink.
Please, Bill Barr, stay healthy. Don't start smoking or anything like that.
The lawsuit filed in 2018 by then State Attorney General Barbara Underwood alleged that Trump and three of his children, Ivanka, Donald Trump Jr., and Eric, repeatedly took advantage of the foundation's tax-exempt status to fund their personal and business interests.
Yay! How are they not in jail for that, though? Why are they just getting fined?
Trending on the Twitter earlier when this story came out is Clinton Foundation, because everyone's pointing out Clinton Foundation, A rating across all ethical measures, and you can literally go to their website and look at their financials. They have published their financials because of shit like this.
This is why Pete Buttigieg, any other moderates that might be listening, reaching across the aisle to work with any GOP at Kraken is a fool's errand. It's ridiculous. It's bullshit. The GOP and the other side needs our fists. They don't need an open hand. They are fighting us. They are at war with us. Please behave accordingly.
Well, in this shit alone, a Democrat would have been impeached.
Oh!
I mean, they wouldn't, there would be,
of course.
Oh my God, hand-wringing. Should we, shouldn't we? I don't know. Should we try this? I don't know. Maybe we need more evidence.
Yeah, of course.
Trump, during his 2016 bid for the presidency, allowed his campaign to handle money raised by the Trump Foundation, effectively using his charity to help finance his candidacy.
I mean, listen,
the Attorney General of New York said, quote, in the filing, the foundation engaged in a shocking pattern of repeated and willful self-dealing.
Shocking pattern, repeated, willful. It's almost as if they knew they were breaking the law and continued to do it, knowingly.
Including buying a $10,000 portrait of Trump to hang at one of his own golf courses.
Oh, but Pat Vince Foster. Spirit dinners. Prayer rugs. Oh, my
This
God.
Amounted to the Trump Foundation functioning as little more than a checkbook to serve Mr. Trump's business and political interests, it says.
The
Trump family was ordered to dissolve the foundation in December of 2018. I believe that is long after he took the presidency. He was ordered to shut down a charity.
Hey, Bob Mueller, I have a question for you. That little paper from the Nixon administration where it says you can't indict the president. Why do you give a fuck about that? Why?
Well, they tried.
Come the fuck on.
This the final paragraph here says attorneys for Trump and his family had argued that a sitting president may not be sued and repeatedly attempted to have the case dismissed, but the courts repeatedly rejected those requests.
Oh, my God. We live in such a bullshit time. I mean, this guy, this Trump and his whole administration, they're all evil. They're all dirty. They're either in bed with Russia. They're on the take. I mean, his cabinet has a turnover rate of an Applebee's. That's a restaurant. It's a chain restaurant if you're not familiar with it. I mean, it's the government doesn't function. But yet our side wants to be fair and balanced and reach across the aisle and work with these Krakens. Oh, my God.
I like turtles.
That guy does conventions.
That's for Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, that guy does conventions, right?
He did for, I don't know if he's still turtle famous.
I take his career, honestly.
Well, why not?
I don't know. I have no good reason.
You get a gig at like the Chuckle Hut somewhere. I will
trade all the bullshit I've done for nothing for I Like Turtles' career right now. Right now. Bring it. Who cares?
Over at the Drudge Report. The headline there saith, oh, God, Bloomberg is filing to run for president.
Oh, you asshole. You rich fucking asshole. Is this because Elizabeth Warren? That's got to be it.
Yeah, they're going to play these, let's quote, put in air quotes, Democrats.
Yes.
Like him are going to be trying to, are arguing the Republican talking points.
Oh, yes.
That she's a socialist. She's a commie. Medicare for all can't work. It won't work. She's
shameful.
Crazy. She's nuts. But I mean, it's bullshit. But if there's,
of course,
if there's a silver lining at all, it may be dragging the healthcare opinion of the country a little bit farther left to the point where now where they were talking about it on telly the other night.
Hello.
About that there may actually be some Republicans who start defending Obamacare.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Probably in Kentucky. Didn't they call it something different?
KY care.
Yes.
And the repeated stories of, I'm going to watch my adjectives.
Yes.
Repeated stories of voters.
Yes.
Less informed Kentucky voters.
Dumb fucks.
Who were angry when Bevin.
Right.
Was one of the ones who came in and was going to slash the Obamacare, effectively slashing KY care, which is the exact same thing. They just scraped the black guy's name off of it and put KY on it.
Oh, you dumb idiots!
For to slip it in easier.
Ooh, yeah.
To the racist puckers. And
my pucker is
and
my tender pucker.
And my pristine virginal pucker.
Slip it in there. Let me suitcase it.
And repeatedly, a bunch of the idiots were like, don't you dare. I hate Obamacare, but don't you touch my KY care.
Oh, my God, you
literally
dumb fucking assholes.
poll after poll showed that people did not know that KY care that they love.
Right.
Stop it. Hey.
That the KY care that they like is actually Obamacare.
Yes. I mean, I don't know what to say. You know, it's bullshit. And really, I'm not kidding. I listened to MSNBC all morning, and I heard more negative shit about Elizabeth Warren. And you know, these giant companies that run these cable news networks, I really think they're all scared of her. Do you hear what I said?
Well, sure, because they think that she's going to come after all their money.
So now,
it proves her point and Bernie's point.
Yes.
That the mainstream media ends up going after Bernie, going after her, because the mainstream media is run by fucks.
Yes.
That are rich billionaire gazillionaires, because our country has allowed them to buy up everything and consolidate. This T-Mobile bullshit is going through, this merger. And they actually said...
With what company?
Sprint?
Why? Well, how does that help me? Oh, so now there are fewer choices for cell phones.
Well, and they're actually saying that the FCC actually said, well, you know, I believe that it's going to encourage competition.
That is the dumbest shit ever. That is the dumbest shit ever. And so now all these huge media conglomerates will put all this bullshit out against Warren. And all, I don't give a fuck what network, Fox, MSNBC, CNN. And then what they do is they parade out fuckheads like Steve Kornacki. I'm sorry. They will put Steve Kornacki out there.
I'm who, Team Kornacki. So.
No, this guy comes out there and he makes you obsess about the math and not think about who you're voting for. He will make you obsess about a percentage point, which he doesn't know.
But he's right.
But I'm saying...
Oh, you're talking about polling.
I'm talking about polling,
yeah.
It's a distraction. Steve Kornacki, listen, dude, you make it a horse race. And I don't know that you're doing people any favors with your shit you put on the air. He makes people obsess about the math, and then they don't think about what Elizabeth Warren's about or Bernie. All they do is they get scared. They're like, oh, a woman's not electable. Look at this little number exploited by Steve Kornacki.
The, yeah, T-Mobile, talks are ongoing with Sprint Corp, but the price, a mere $26 billion.
Who gets that? T-Mobile? Whoever's buying
them. One of them. Somebody's sucking another one.
It's so ridiculous that we don't know what company is absorbing the other company. It's all fake money.
I think Sprint is smaller, so...
Jesus.
T-Mobile is maybe taking over. Oh, God.
You know, a little inside baseball here, but for my day job, my boss is Sprint, and I'm always dealing with her cell phone carrier for different bullshit. So now it gets good. Oh, this is great for me. Thank you, Planet. Thank you. Very good. Very good for everyone.
I've been AT&T forever.
Me too. Just because I don't feel like switching. It is it's enormous pain in the dick.
But I at one point was going to switch, and then I ended up with a better deal. So
no, yeah.
Because I had one of the old unlimited data plans, and then they got rid of those, and then they really started treating people like us like shit.
No.
In fact, we might be getting some kind of a discount or something. Because there was just a lawsuit against AT&T, or a settlement that AT&T agreed that it was shitty of them to throttle. Remember how if you used unlimited data, wink, 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 but if you used a certain amount, all of a sudden your phone would slow the fuck down to molasses?
This doesn't work.
They were throttling you. It was unlimited, but we didn't guarantee you that it would be fast.
Unlimited means...
And that was not really advertised, so they got in troubles for it, and now people like us are allegedly going to be getting something out of it.
Well, wow.
Like a credit or something.
Well,
or
congratulations.
Because we were in that group of people had those unlimited plans that they fucked. But then when it came time and I was like, well, fuck it, I'm leaving. I looked and saw that there were newer. Now there are newer unlimited data plans. They went back to unlimited data and I got a really better, much better deal with AT&T. Yeah. So
I'm friends with a huge circle of angry liberals that live here in Pensacola. And one of them put on Facebook that ICE is on the prowl in Pensacola, spotted going west on Cervantes.
Ice tea, ice cube, vanilla ice?
ICE, the organization.
I could see vanilla ICE being on the prowl in Pensacola.
No, I mean the Gestapo ICE.
Of course I know.
Yeah. I mean, what does that mean, though, do you think?
Make a bad joke. We do that once in a while here.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on your joke.
No, no.
I didn't mean to.
What are they... Are there a lot of undocumented people here in Pensacola?
Don't know, but there's brown people, and we got ICE.
That's true.
So
I haven't run into a lot of Hispanic people in this town.
Oh, yeah. There's a huge Hispanic community, a lot of Vietnamese.
Vietnamese I have. I've run into African-Americans.
Yes.
Speaking of, I was on a Shelby walk.
Right.
There's a guy that's a neighbor, you know, maybe five blocks away. I guess you wouldn't really call him a neighbor, but in the hood. And I've talked to him before. Older, let's call him an older white guy.
Yes.
And he was, I walked by and stopped and chatted yesterday. And he was talking about all the improvements they're going to be doing here in Pensacola and everything. And here in the neighborhood and they're gonna turn this one main road into. They want it to become the corridor to downtown from the west or something. And they're gonna be beautifying it making it nice and everything. And he goes, and hopefully the neighborhood will. He goes, this neighborhood's been great here. It ain't no crime. And I told him where crab diving is, he was like, oh, you know, you guys, it's kind of like. You know, closer to where you are, there's a little more crime. Oh, he said, maybe we'll start getting some of the better police patrols. So he's hoping
more cops
that when it's nicer, there's going to be more cops driving around.
What an idiot.
Because he thinks the cops abandon the high crime area.
Oh, yeah. So let me guess.
Which, but not high crime, by the way.
Yeah, you know,
high
crime
in air quotes, but higher crime. And he means black.
Oh, yeah.
He meant
absolutely.
Black. He literally said, you know, well, up in your neighborhood, it's a little more scattered. And I was like, that means black.
Oh, fucking
that
racist.
That means black.
He's goddamn racist, man.
And that was his number one go-to.
Oh, yeah.
Not the beautification, not the economic aspects, none of that. Crime. But then he says in the same sentence, there ain't no crime here.
You know, speaking of crime, you know that In Weekly paper that's here? It's a local paper?
In? Yeah.
I was reading, there's a winners and losers section, and In Weekly must be very liberal. God love them. And they said the losers, speaking of crime, Escambia Police Department, some fucking prominent sergeant or something is fired because they found out his wife.
County?
Yeah, I don't know. I forget. Escambia County, yeah. His wife. Somebody's wife was taking their online like training requirement test or something to, you know, so the guy got fired. They found out it wasn't him. It was his wife doing it for him. I mean, it just goes.
Probably the racial sensitivity training. I mean, de-escalation training.
Just to speak to our neighbor's racist point that the crime, I would say, is found within the police department and the sheriff's department. David Watts' face in trouble with the sex ring, that is.
And dude literally said there's no crime. But God, I hope we get more police. Well, if there's already no crime, why do you want the police patrolling even more?
Let's not be naive. Nobody wants to call the cops because what they want to do is solve issues with guns, especially if you're a person of color, rather than de-escalate.
And what he was saying is, I can't wait for all these black people to move out.
No, yes.
That's what he's saying. The police, we'll get the good police here. They're going to clean up neighborhood and everything. That means the black people are going to leave. He goes, all those new condos that are up on the blah, blah, blah street.
Yeah. God. I mean, if he wants to talk about crime, let's talk about the fact that Tymar Crawford got shot to death.
Yeah, local
right
police killing here, and the they determined that it was he did not follow police procedures.
Wow.
And it's still being the grand jury's is still out on that, right? I don't think anything has come out yet, because it was like a week ago or two that they were going to convene a grand jury to look at criminal charges.
All I know is that if you shoot someone and you're a cop here, you could go to lose your job.
I would be
possibly
amazed.
But you won't go to jail.
I would be amazed if there's charges.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean,
because we're talking a local Pensacola grand jury.
It's disgusting. If you want to get, it's so true. If you want to get rid of crime in this little hamlet in which we live, get rid of the fucking cops. They're the crime. They're the fucking road bandits.
The sheriffs, infinitely more than the
the
Pensacola popo.
Jeez.
And that seems to be the way things go. I still want somebody to kindly explain to me how we ended up with this fucking system. Why do we have sheriffs? Why do they exist?
They get elected?
Why did these assholes get elected and turn their counties into... They're not even Roscoe P. Coltrane. They're Boss Hogg and Roscoe P. Coltrane wrapped all into one.
Hey, man. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
That's a
You
reference to an ancient television show.
People know Dukes of Hazzard, well, I think, is a
racist old show.
Oh, yeah. The fucking stars and bars on top of the car. It's not racism. It's my heritage.
It's my heritage, which is racism.
Very racist. You enslaved a bunch of people from a bunch of people. Oh, how many slaves?
What?
How many slaves were in this country?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. A lot.
Over to the Drudge Report. The headline says Bolton to defy White House and testify.
Oh, wow. He's fine. Someone's doing maybe the right thing.
I think he missed his date today, though, but apparently he's still going to do it. Former National Security Advisor and hirsute-lipped John Bolton is willing to defy the White House and testify in the House impeachment inquiry about his alarm at the Ukraine pressure campaign. If a federal court clears the way.
You know, it's ultimate privilege when someone can decide whether or not they will talk to Congress when they are summoned. Boy, that is the ultimate white privilege, isn't it?
But this is big if the courts, you know, he's not saying, fuck you, I'm not coming regardless. He's saying, I will as long as the court clears the way.
Yeah,
He could be a powerful witness for Democrats. Top State Department and National Security officials already have testified that he was deeply concerned about efforts by Trump and his allies, let's call them Rudy and a couple of Ukrainian yahoos, to push Ukraine and Sondland, to push the Ukraine to open investigations into a political rival.
You know, it's weird because if I remember correctly, Yovanovitch and Vindman, now they testified, right? They went and talked to Congress, correct?
Privately, yes. And they will be testifying out in the open.
Now, did anybody clear the way for them, or they just did it?
No, they said, fuck you. They were told not to, in fact.
Oh, okay.
Some of them.
So, Bolton, that's interesting. I mean, you know, they went and just did it. You've got to have a court clear the way.
Huh. I can't wait to see the kangaroo bullshit the Republicans come up with when they're questioning some of these career officials. You know, when they try to, there was literally nothing on Yovanovitch.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Right.
Untoward.
Except,
no corruption.
Except
no
they did their
incompetence.
Job, right?
No nothing. The only reason that she had to be removed was because she was saying no to Rudy.
Yes.
And telling Rudy to get the fuck out.
Right. It
of what's not his purview. And she was tossed out unceremoniously for no reason whatsoever. So I can't wait for the Republicans, Jim Jordan's, your Devin Nunes's, your scum sucking slime ball treason weasel fucks,
right,
to come up with their theater, because it's going to be lawyer interviewing these people, then they are going to get their five, but it's going to be first is going to be a block of a real lawyer questioning these people,
and then you get to hear the bullshit,
and then you have to hear the, you know, the I'm doing this for my YouTube,
and you just said that you can't wait to hear the bullshit they're gonna
I can't wait, it's gonna be laughable, but they've got nothing.
Yeah, and I'm listening to, when I was listening to MSNBC today, in between people's trashing Elizabeth Warren for some fucking reason, motherfuckers, they kept saying over and over again, the Republicans actually don't know what they're going to do, because there isn't a Trump war room for the impeachment. There's no brain trust.
Well, Pam Bondi's going to help.
Oh, okay.
The former attorney general here in Florida.
They don't have any marching orders, right? The White House isn't giving out marching orders to the Republicans.
But that's
on
how the whole. But that's how the whole thing has worked.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, the whole administration has worked that way.
That the Republicans are going to be. I think they're in the same space you are right now. They don't know what they're going to say. I think there's.
And I can't wait.
That's going to be great.
And I can't wait.
I hope. Oh, God. I hope this Republican, I hope your party just goes down in flames, you sad sack of shitbag motherfuckers. Yeah, I'm talking to you over there, walking down the street, probably Republican.
So there we go. That's the headline over at Drudge Report. Says
fuck
Bolton.
You.
If the court tells him to, he will willingly testify.
And just so I'm clear, now, Vindman just went in there and testified, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why not you, Bolton? Vindman went in. Oh, that's right. He's a war veteran. He was wounded from an IED, right? In Iraq?
Right.
Okay.
I think there's some gray area with the executive privilege they're claiming. Again, I don't agree with it, but that because Bolton talked directly to Trump, you know, how many times did Vindman speak to Trump directly?
None.
Probably 0.0.
Well,
they can't claim some mythical executive privilege. Of talking to the, I know it's
goddamn.
It's too warm for her to be doing this.
I want to sleep like that. I want to sleep like that dog. Sleep anywhere.
She's passed out on my lap, currently cutting off circulation of my arm.
Killing him.
The Trump tweeted the Rasmussen poll 50% approval rating. Thank you.
Oh, hey, I want to address something you brought up. The Vindman thing that Trump never talked to Vindman, which was weird, right? Because Vindman is our country's point person for Ukraine.
Yes.
But Trump actually thought somebody else was the Ukraine point person. Wasn't that a story at some point? And to avoid confusion, nobody really wanted to correct Donald to say, hey, this is the guy that's in charge of Ukraine. It was somebody else, some Republican lapdog.
I don't remember.
Kind of funny. I wish I could remember the nouns involved in that story.
This is very exciting, Ryan.
Yes.
You can go to Eventbrite if you want to see this massive event.
Massive.
We are going to have a blast with my friend Donald Trump Jr. in Destin, Florida. Friday, November 8th. Space is limited, so get your ticket here. That's Matt Gaetz tweeting that. Join Donald J. Trump and Congressman Matt Gaetz triggered book signing.
Wait, is triggered the name of
his book,
Don Jr.'s book?
Right. That's the reason he was on The View today, and The View was trending, and everybody is now angry that they gave those. He was on with his girlfriend, Guilfoyle.
Yeah.
And everyone is upset that these garbage people were given the airtime.
Did you hear the audio from that?
Some of it.
I read through some of the transcript, and it's amazing.
He's a fucking dick. And
shame on The View.
They're saying that Whoopi deserves another Oscar for not having lost her mind. Like, you could see her biting her lip at times just to prevent herself from going after these people.
What? Why didn't
she? Trying to keep some sort of civility on the show.
That's
well, she's always yelling at Meghan McCain to stop interrupting and yelling at people.
But it's different. These Nazis don't deserve our civility. Don Jr. doesn't deserve our fucking civility. Trump doesn't
triggered
deserve our
and
fucking.
Then he allegedly kept saying things to irritate them. Obviously, was obviously trying to poke at Joy and at Whoopi and the libs. Sonny, and so that he could use the word triggered.
Yeah.
From his stupid fucking book. So he would say, oh, I'm sorry, I triggered you.
What? What?
By the way, that's the name of my new book.
I want to ask Whoopi.
Look at me, I could write.
Yeah. Why would Whoopi and Joy Behar not walk? Why would they not walk? They're rich as fuck. See, I don't understand. I don't understand our society. We somehow let a bunch of Nazi fascist fucktwant white supremacist loons walk into the White House, skull fuck our country, and it's out in the open. We all know the evils they're doing in that White House. We all know Trump is Vlad's little bitch. But yet the people of The View will happily give his Nazi son a platform to promote his fucking book.
Where don't you do comedy once in a while in Sandestin?
Oh,
this is
God.
This is at the Sandestin Resort.
Yeah, that's right around. I got to tell you, down in Miramar, Florida.
Miramar Beach, Florida, yeah.
Listen, Don Jr., you're going to get nothing but warm, gummy blowjobs down there from those old fucks. Yeah. They love you so fucking nasty. Much. Oh, they're nasty. I do comedy. You know.
Oh, Phil Ayer tweeted that. That's why I saw it.
Okay.
Running for Matt Gaetz's spot.
Right. Good luck, Phil. You know, you can tell when you... They all love Donald Trump out there. They just do. I do comedy at this place, and it's just a bunch of rich white fuckheads staring at you, waiting to hear your jokes, and you stare back at them, and you just know they're all Trumpalos.
That story there.
You know, the last time I did comedy out there, this old lady took me aside, this white old woman with her white old friend. They said, hey, we love comedy. We just don't like any dirty words. It makes us sad. Please don't use any. I was like, I won't.
Thanks,
adult.
You old cunt.
Thank you, old cunt. Yeah, I won't use any poo-poo words to offend your sensibilities, but please continue to support Donald Trump that puts kids in cages, and it's zero tolerance. Obama didn't start that shit. Go fuck yourself.
Well, and she probably got a little itch down there when Trump uses swear words in his hate rallies.
A little itch?
Well, yeah, you know,
where's
she's
the
old.
Squirt button that you're playing? Oh, they love it. Like, are you kidding? That summons the inner squirt for them.
Let's see. We have a... Uh-oh, this is... I was just checking Right Wing Watch's Twitter feed, and this looks like the Baker set. Could you press that button, please? Or otherwise, I have to wake up the dog whose head's
the
now,
button has been pressed.
His head's now hanging down. That can't be comfortable, but she's utterly passed out.
Right.
This is, I think we may have talked about this guy once or twice before. He might have been on the Baker show.
Yes.
James Goll, G-O-L-L.
I do not remember James.
He's the director of Prayer Storm.
Wow, that's
coordinator
sounds...
of Encounters Alliance. He sounds like a superhero. Director of Prayer Storm, coordinator of Encounters Alliance.
That sounds like Naziville USA to me.
Co-founder of the Encounters Network. Oh, that sounds like a swipe lefty kind of thing. Swipe right.
What do you mean?
Encounters Network.
Oh, yes.
It sounds like you're looking for some Christian jizz.
Oh, that, yes. What a horrible item on a fucking scavenger hunt. Number 12, Christian jizz, a court.
So, I don't know. I haven't vetted this one, but anytime we see anything that looks like the Jim Baker set, we got to play clips.
Yes.
Because there may be a Lori reaction.
Oh, yes.
So this is James Goll. Oh, you know what? I think this is the one. They're retweeting this for some reason. We did play this clip at one point. Because this is James Goll from September.
Hey.
Saying, remember that... God is allowing Ruth Bader Ginsburg to live only because she will be repenting to the Lord soon.
Because she was at Fuck Island with Jeffrey Epstein?
No, that's
is that a different
else.
Guy?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
But this guy said the only reason she's still alive is that she's going to repent and come to the Lord. And I think that may be something to do with her being Jewish also.
Well, of course.
We might as well play it anyway. What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
In case there's a good Lori.
I'm sure
it's only
good.
30 seconds.
I know who is supposed to resign. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit spoke to me that if this justice, he's going to give this particular justice time to repent. I know who it is. He told me by name. I'm not going to say by air the name of the person. I think you can figure it out. But he told me he was going to give time for this particular justice to repent, to come to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if they don't, that they will be removed.
Lori's right there.
Who is this?
Yes.
This is Phil Gall.
James Gall.
James Gall. Hey, you're just barreling through this. Have you ever taken an acting class or a public speaking class? You know, when you come to a period or a comma or maybe a semicolon, Jesus won't mind if you take a breath or have a moment or pretend to think, you fuck.
Oh, they've rebranded. Excuse me. It's now called God Encounters.
Oh.
Ministries. I think maybe they
Here's my penis. God. Am I right, though? This guy. He's barreling through.
Founded numerous ministries, including Prayer Storm and Women on the Frontline.
Nine! Oh, women on the... But do you hear what I'm saying, though?
Yeah,
this guy is barreling through. He's not allowing Lori to get her comments in, and it's pissing me off.
Join us tomorrow for Faithless Friday, everybody. We've got...
already Friday?
Got another sharing. Cindy Jacobs from June on the Baker Show.
Yeah, Cindy.
We are the voice preparing the way, and there does come a time, Jim, where things turn. You know, when suddenly the Lord says, okay, no more. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. However, there are millions of people praying. You know, so I think that we're in the sheep and goat state place.
We're in the what?
We're in the sheep and goat state place.
You know, I can't just, if there are any Christians listening that are into this shit, and it's shit, I'm sorry.
It's really very bizarre. Yeah,
it's bizarre shit, and the world has been so accommodating. I mean, my God, our society just bends over backwards to not make you guys feel like lunatics, but you're just crazy. And when you say shit like this, you're in the what? What am I in? The sheep state or
state place? We're in the. I think that we're in the sheep and goat state place. We're in this place where I said many years ago, and I took quite a lot of guff in the press about it, that we would even come to a place of civil war if this continues. And, you know, oh, my goodness, I can't tell you which of the major press went after me for that, mm-hmm. but that it would never happen. But you try to take the Bible away and say that we cannot preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Time out, everybody. Time out.
Ryan almost did an actual ROFL.
I did, actually. Because who is this batshit?
Cindy Jacobs.
Hey, fuckhead Cindy.
God warrior.
Oh, yeah. Hey, God warrior. No one in the major press took you to task for suggesting civil war was
You can't tell us. I can't even tell you in the major press. You can't, because nobody in the major press gave a rat's fuck about you.
Right.
Maybe Right Wing Watch making fun of your shit.
And listen, all you fat white loads on your goddamn scooters, let's go to civil war, okay? I mean, I don't know.
There are millions of believers in America.
Yes.
And I believe that would be the dumbest thing for them to do, because if they do that, or they pass this Equality Act, listen, there's going to be a shaking. There's going to be a shaking. And Christians will rise up.
Mm. No,
Equality Act basically adds not only women's rights, it's
yes.
like the ERA.
Right.
Adds LGBTQ
sure.
protections to the Civil Rights Act.
Right. That's
they can't have that.
Now, to
They're
you
losing their mind.
And I and Shelby, we're all reasonable fucking people.
I don't Shelby.
Shelby's for this.
She is from Alabama.
Hey, you're from the Equal Rights Act. You understand that. There's streets involved.
She's a little stuffed up.
What is that?
Reverse sneezing.
Oh, man. I don't like that.
Shelby. Cease and desist.
Yeah, it makes me feel
you're
like
disturbing
she's choking
Ryan.
On something. It's a reverse sneeze. She's fine.
Either that or she's She's got her sinuses filled with stuffing from the former stuffed bulldog.
Man, Mom, if you're listening, you got to get a lot of repairs.
I think we made it clear. Because
no!
The bulldog's face, she ripped its eyes out, which were sewn eyes, by the way. They're not like plastic eyes or anything.
What she did to this toy is so funny. I almost want to go right now and get it.
And sucked its brains out.
I'm going to go get it right now. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to put it out there so people can see.
You have a picture of it. You took one on your phone.
Did I really?
Yeah, didn't you?
No, I just took a picture of the stuffing.
Oh, I thought you took a picture of its head on your phone to send to your mom.
I don't know.
I have to play this clip. I listened to this one last night. Yeah. This is in regards to the election.
Oh, okay.
In Kentucky.
Right.
This is Coach Dave's reaction.
Oh, God. Damn, Coach Dave.
He's not happy at all. He's mad at the Christians. For not getting out and voting.
Oh, did we play this? Did I listen to this with you?
You heard.
Oh, God.
You heard a little of it.
Oh, Coach Dave, file under you're a little bitch.
If the Christians aren't the ones rising up and opposing this darkness, who's going to do it? Matt Bevin lost as governor in Kentucky. Matt Bevin seems like a good guy, but he wouldn't do anything to end abortion. He wouldn't do anything. There was a mantle on him to end abortion. He wouldn't do end abortion. And who won last night? Some openly pro-abort guy funded by Planned Parenthood. And
pro-abort guy.
Not a pro-abort
some
guy.
Some pro-abort guy.
You know, Dave, I'm going to explain something to you and that maybe your minions, you won't understand. But the great thing is that people like you are on the way out. You're going to be mulched soon. And I love that. But,
progress one death at a time.
Oh, absolutely. Please start smoking. Planned Parenthood is a great organization. They provide health care to women.
Yes.
And they do all kinds of things.
Especially in communities that are poor.
Cancer screenings, right?
Sure.
Good
pap
stuff.
Smears, breast exams.
Yes. And so if you're...
You can go pick up your birth control there.
You can get condoms there. So to me, a candidate funded by Planned Parenthood is a good thing.
STD testing.
Yes. So it's a positive thing to normal people, you fuck.
This is spectacular, though. This is awesome. Yeah. We want more of this in the world.
More what? Right-wing nut
Christian rage at losing.
Well,
because that means they're losing.
And by the way, just to say, did you hear the latest rage from that little bitch Nazi Richard Spencer?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Abortion, he wouldn't do an abortion. And who won last night? Some openly pro-abort guy funded by Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry. There's now a pro-abortion governor in Christian Kentucky.
You fucking loser. Hey, dear Republicans, suck a cock, you motherfuckers. You loserly motherfuckers. Oh. Progressives out there, please enjoy. Yes. Revel in their butt hurt.
Harvest.
Oh.
Kentucky. Why? How can this stuff possibly be happening? How can this possibly be going on?
Well,
and what do we do about it? I don't want to be a guy who just comes in here and yells every once in a while. This is so stinking ridiculous that the salt of the earth has no impact in the culture. None. How many churches, Jeff? 127 churches.
Oh my God.
I asked some of the guys here.
I don't know. Sounds like one of the other assholes in the huddle, of which there are 35. Some of the other assholes are like knocking shit over.
Oh, yeah, they're all upset.
Well, come on, Dave's
raging. What are those
raging.
People in the game you play, Minecraft? What are those people that walk around?
Minecraft, yes.
That do you want to share your screen name so people can find you in Minecraft?
I'm not online on Minecraft.
So they're not any other.
And my screen name is Crab Diving.
No,
by the
okay,
way. Well. But I'm not on Minecraft.
But what are those, the simpletons that you called them simpletons, or what are they?
They are dimwit villagers.
Listen, you dimwit villagers out there.
And they go, meh,
meh, meh. You're, meh. Coach Dave is worried that Christianity in in Kentucky has no place in its culture. It does. It's all up in your culture.
I think it's still doing okay.
It's all up in your culture. Your Jesus is everywhere. I can't get away from Jesus. Jesus, and God forbid someplace like Starbucks wants to put a cup out for Christmas that doesn't have Jesus coming all over it. You guys lose your shit. Jesus is in the culture. Jesus is all up in America's culture. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I mistaken?
None. How many churches, Jeff? 127 churches. I asked some of the guys in the room last night. I said, how many do the pastors get together in this town? Do the pastors have any common plan to fight against the darkness, to reclaim their schools and keep the homo agenda out? Do the pastors
keep the homo agenda
oh my God.
Out?
I keep
the homo agenda out.
I we need more homo agenda. We really do.
That's what's going on here. Coach Dave losing his fucking mind. There's a few more seconds.
Right.
To fight against the darkness, to reclaim their schools and keep the homo agenda out. Do the pastors, do they not think it matters? Do they not think that if they come into the elementary school and they begin to teach kids that butt sex is okay, the kids are going to believe butt sex is okay? Where are the pastors?
That's got to be a drop. I got to save that one. Butt sex is okay. Where are the pastors?
Hey, Coach Dave. Does Coach Dave listen? Do we ever hear from him?
This is like a warm, a nice, hot tub.
Yeah.
Sitting on a cool evening.
It's amazing. I'm going to say this, and we play a lot of Coach Dave because he is batshit.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most amazing Coach Dave
moment
I've ever heard.
To teach kids that butt sex is okay. The kids are going to believe butt sex is okay. Where are the pastors?
Is he kidding?
No.
Is this a character?
He's losing his mind.
This clip is so good.
Well,
now,
yes. Yes, it's a character.
Yeah. But is he Meryl Streep? And this is all a facade. Like, he doesn't believe this shit.
I think Dave's a believer.
Yeah.
He's out there
attacking
poor women
right.
who are trying to
yes.
go get health care. I mean, there's a commitment there.
It's just, this clip is so amazing. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
That anybody would say any of this.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
And Coach Dave has kids, right? He had kids and he's a grandparent and he has influence. And this guy, what company hired him to be their keynote speaker?
The Republican Party.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
Of some county in Ohio.
Right?
Was it a different state?
Maybe it was Ohio. I mean, it's.
Pennsylvania sounds right, though, too.
Did he ever arrest Hillary? Or?
I believe he has not yet arrested Hillary.
You were not successful there.
Holy butt shit, man. Yeah. I mean.
Butt shit is right.
What insanity.
What
insane times we live under.
I don't know what to say about that. That is nuts. I mean, I'm so sorry to do this, but that's still the most insane right-wing nut job clip we play. And I'm going to stand by this.
Clippert?
Mm-mm.
Louis?
Yeah, come on.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, play. I'm just saying, play the Louis thing and listen to it. I mean, it's still the craziest. This is in the neighborhood. I mean,
I've got.
I mean, massages. We're talking about Greek soldiers coming along who they loved, offering massages. A legislator, actually. You see, Louis's a legislator. Coach Dave is a guy on the internet in a Google meetup. Louis Gohmert is in. He writes laws.
I mean, Texas.
Sure, but he has.
Sure.
You know, that makes it the craziest.
Speaking of, there was a Trump Nuremberg rally last night.
Nine!
In the sovereign state of Louisiana. So it's 2 or 3 hours away from crab diving here. Trump, there, it didn't seem like he's real happy.
No, not at all.
Trump seems upsetty pants these days. Seemed to give kind of a lackluster performance. They did find one black guy, apparently, to put behind him in a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
Stealing some of the thunder is cartoonish.
Yes.
Senator from Louisiana.
Right.
John Kennedy.
Fuck you.
Who is always worthy of really funny quotes because the way he talks like this.
Boy.
And I ain't joking.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Here he is speaking, saying something fascinating at the MAGA rally.
And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb. And you know what our Democratic friends?
His cross is
burning.
What
is that called in Minecraft? Who are they? You call them the what?
Dimwit villagers?
The dimwit villagers. Listen to them. The dimwit villagers. Just cheering and cheering. This guy, I mean, that kind of language, to talk about the Speaker of the House. I mean, what the fuck kind of nerve do Republicans have shitting on Nancy Pelosi? Let's look back at your past speakers. I mean, one's in jail.
Questioning the intelligence of anyone with Trump in the office?
Related to the raping he did of kids on a wrestling team. He fucked kids on his own wrestling team that he coached in high school. And he went to jail for hiding money he was paying someone so they wouldn't speak out. Right? That's Denny Hastert. Am I wrong?
Right.
Now
here. Go ahead.
Denny Hastert, less evil than Nancy Pelosi?
Who are we asking?
I don't know. Here's not Kennedy. Joe Kennedy. God damn.
John Kennedy. Here's John Kennedy today.
Oh, John.
You don't think those comments were disrespectful at all about the probably most powerful woman in the history of the United States?
I didn't mean them as disrespectful. I didn't mean them as disrespectful at all. If people think they're disrespectful, this is America. You're entitled to your opinion.
This is what the Republicans have now.
Disrespectful.
I said, how can you be that dumb? But I don't mean with no disrespect because I respect dumb people. That's half my base. Well, that's 98% of my base.
What did he say about her, though? He said, stupid or?
How could she be that dumb? It must suck to be that dumb.
Okay. He didn't mean that.
I don't mean no disrespect by that.
What else do you mean by that? I mean, it's. Was that a compliment?
John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy.
And the visual of this guy is exactly what you would kind of expect, right?
Sure, white guy, older white guy.
Yeah, big white face, big white pink angry face, screaming a bunch of bullshit.
Here's a little bit.
I mean, that clip makes I was gonna say that clip makes you want to pray to Sky God that Mike Pence as well gets impeached so we can have President Pelosi because, the butt hurt.
Oh my God.
Would just be spectacular.
Now, there was a, and meanwhile, how much are they radicalizing these people to commit violence against Pelosi? Hear those people. If Pelosi was dropped into that stadium right now, they would kill her.
Well, I mean, Trump, that's what he did with reporters, right?
Oh, yeah. Points to him.
And people would crowd around that pin where the reporters...
Still do, yeah.
And they would spit at them.
There was a surprise appearance on the podium last night, Ryan, quite a celebrity.
Yes. Who is this?
I got it down to this. If you're pro-God and pro-America and pro-gun and pro-duck hunting That's all I want.
King Duck Dick Daddy.
King Duck Dick Daddy. Oh, I like that. Give it up for King Duck Dick Daddy, everybody.
In their costumes, because again, all you need to do is Google the Duck Dynasty dicks, what they looked like in the 80s and the 90s.
Yes.
And they look like they're preppy white rich fucks.
Yes. That you could say that what they're doing now is boat shoes
and polo shirts.
Well, they're playing down to their base.
Well, they discovered that they could pretend to, because they were making money on these duck things, that they could pretend to then be these mountain Louisiana swamp man, and we're just at home. No, nuh-uh.
But why do they get so weird, though? You know, because their rhetoric is so fucking whacked out.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, this guy, is this Cy?
Well, he's a Pete. No. This is the Phil. This is Phil. The dad.
Phil Robertson said some fucked up shit during that prayer breakfast that we used to play. I mean,
about atheists. He had a torture porn fantasy about atheists chopping somebody's dick off and stuffing it in their mouth and stuff. And it don't matter because raping their daughter, it don't matter because, you know, there ain't no morality. No, you ain't going to get in trouble for it. Why not do it?
You're giving a speech at a breakfast. Yeah. And I can't stand gross shit. And if I'm at that breakfast and all of a sudden this guy's talking about somebody's dick getting cut off and shoved in somebody's mouth, I'm not going to be able to eat my poached fucking eggs, fuckface.
But listen to how much they love him.
Oh, they do.
In Louisiana.
Oh, God.
And pro-duck hunting. That's all I want.
Well, I don't know what else to say after following Phil and the president. And
that's the, I don't know, Duck Dork son.
And the president and Eddie, but thank you guys so much. You have been such a great community to share life with, to worship with, and
to hate Negroes with.
What kind of, there's nothing great about this community. This community sounds like they're about ready to burn a cross. And
another again.
Yeah.
To worship with, and I'm so tickled to be here with the president that he actually came down to our community, and let's go, Eddie!
Tickled? Who is Eddie?
Running for governor down there, I think.
Did he win?
I think the next,
he's gonna
the next election coming up or whatever, but there you go, Duck Dynasty, everyone.
Eddie!
As long as you love guns and you love God and you love duck hunting, that's all I need.
You know, I went and did a show down in New Orleans. I went and saw a concert there. No, I saw Anderson
Paak, yeah.
Yeah, down in New Orleans. And there are a lot of leftists out there. There are a lot of pot smoking leftists.
Well, in the cities.
And a lot of gay people. I think there was some kind of pride event downtown and tons of gay people, tons of liberals walking around. What is this shit? This is not the Louisiana I know. Go to NOLA.
That's not the New Orleans you know. That is very much the Louisiana that you know.
Well, I did go to Baton Rouge.
Drive 20 minutes outside of New Orleans and stop somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, didn't they? Wasn't that, what was that one fucked up truck stop we were on the way when we moved here and you could stop and you can see like a bunch of crosses made with bullets and knives and shit. And, you know what I mean? I mean, they've really weaponized the Jeebus.
Rick Wilson just tweeted, if you want to point a finger at two men with absolute certainty of guilt when Trump gets reelected, look at Bloomberg and Tom Steyer.
Oh, yeah.
I can't explain to you even a tenth of their resources would do out to alter the battlefield in this campaign. If they really cared about defeating Trump, both of these men would be up on the fucking air right now with a massive TV and digital campaign, nuking the living shit out of him in the 15 swing states. But no, they have to jerk themselves off in public.
Well, hey, I agree with that.
He's 100% right.
Absolutely. And by the way, thank you for your part in the Iraq War. Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much.
Phil Robertson tells men to marry underage girls. Oh, we talked about that. That's an old story.
Shit. I mean, we covered that. That's right. That Phil Robertson tells people to marry children.
Before the hair does, or they won't pluck your dicks. Isn't that what he says? Something like that?
They're going to pick your pocket. These atheists are going to have a dick in your mouth or some shit like that. Enjoy your breakfast, fuckface.
Good God, Republicans.
They're just shitbags, dude. They're just shitbags.
We have, what else do we have going here? Mm-hmm. I've got a story. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Holy shit, look at the time. It's flying by today.
They're going to pick your pockets.
God, I really thought I had that. I thought I still had that Phil Robertson clip somewhere in the old archives here, but I guess.
I mean, it's just so insane.
That's Pat Robertson.
Oh, yeah. I mean, crazy as shit. They still believe in that wacko science fiction shit in the sky. Pat Robertson, maybe not. And Phil Robertson, maybe not. I mean, they're both playing parts.
No, I don't believe Phil Robertson for...
You think Pat Robertson believes?
A heartbeat.
No way. How does a guy with a diamond mind believe in that shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not really a man of God kind of thing.
Got a good Pat Robertson clip for tomorrow for Faithless Friday, everybody.
J-Bus, fuck you!
Oh, fuck it. I can't find it. Another story I've got here. Oh, this is good news, I guess.
Yes.
Heartwarming news. Do you recall the woman last year?
Ooh.
Or it might be 2 years ago now.
Yes.
That was made famous because she was in Virginia or Washington, and Trump's motorcade passed her while she was riding her bicycle, and she famously flipped him off.
Hell yes.
She got fired for that.
That, oh yeah, yeah. But isn't that her right?
A woman who drew widespread attention in 2017 after she was seen flipping off Trump's motorcade while riding a bicycle has now won a seat on the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors in Northern Virginia.
Bam! 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 Fuck you!
Democrat Julie Briskman announced last year she would be challenging Suzanne Volpe for the seat, the Republican. She won the race to represent the district this Tuesday night. She received 54% of the vote to Volpe's 46%. That was she rose to prominence after a photo of her went viral, flashing her middle finger at the president's motorcade.
That was a beautiful moment
in Sterling, Virginia.
Beautiful.
At the time, he was leaving his golf course.
No, of course.
She said her blood just started to boil as his motorcade passed her. I'm thinking DACA recipients are getting kicked out. He pulled ads for open enrollment in Obamacare, she said at the time.
Yeah, fuck him.
She was fired from her marketing and communications job.
That's bullshit.
Shortly after the incident.
Yes.
Which was captured by a White House photographer. She said she was let go after the company said she violated the policy by making the photo her profile picture on social media.
Oh, that's right. That's totally right. Because they said that she had that the picture with the obscene gesture that violated their standards. It was some fucking bullshit.
She said, I've gotten some feedback that folks say you should respect the president, even if you don't like what they're doing. You shouldn't show that sort of disdain. I simply disagree. I think the Constitution grants me that privilege.
Hell yes, it does.
She said, if given the chance again, she would absolutely flip him off.
Hell yes.
Again.
I love that.
So now she's on the county board of commissioners.
Right, right.
Getting involved.
Hell yes.
Beat a Republican.
That is lovely. That is lovely. And in that moment, so many of us are her, right? So many of us feel that way. Fuck you.
She's a hero.
There's no other. Sometimes there is no other way to express yourself against someone that is doing wrong other than to tell them to fuck off. Just fuck you.
Well, now over the hill, it says Bloomberg signals interest in entering the presidential race. The other headline was that he's entering the race.
But I guarantee you this is all Elizabeth Warren based, because these fucking fat cats, these rich assholes like your Bezos, your Bill Gates. I know Bill Gates has a lot of charity work, but why do you hate Elizabeth Warren? Because she's coming after your shit,
right?
You fucking oligarch.
He's thinking about entering the crowded presidential race, arguing the current field, quote, is not well positioned to beat Trump.
Ooh.
He's 77.
Oh, my gosh.
Another guy that's up there.
Yeah.
He has not made a Bloomberg advisor said he's been privately mulling a White House bid for weeks, but has not yet made a final decision. So,
I mean, it's like these white guys, these rich fucking white guys like your Steyer, this Bloomberg, this Mr. Starbucks, whatever his fucking name is, Charles Fuckface. It's like they sit around and they have this money and they're holding this money above our heads. And they're like, you know what? Am I going to run for president? Am I going to do this? I'm going to do that. And all we do is just wait. We wait for them to drop this money and they can do whatever they want with it. It's like we exist at their whims. We're their plaything. Society is Bloomberg's plaything. I'm going to play it running for president.
Well, it's basically what Rick Wilson was saying. He's jerking himself off on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And we said that about Tom Steyer a long time ago. That stay out of the race. Send your millions to the states where we need them for the Senate, especially.
And Tom, I mean, give back, dude. I mean, I'm sure you donate to shit and everything, but you're rich as fuck. You're rich as fuck because you live in a country that...
And you're not going to win.
Yeah, you're not going to win. The only thing you're going to do, you're going to make shit worse. Right?
Yeah, by drawing votes, possibly.
You dumbasses.
What we got here? About a half hour left on the big old show.
That's right, Pat.
Oh, you know, this was from the other day. We didn't talk about this. It's just Trump ruins everything.
Oh, yes.
There was a Halloween party.
Yes.
In the Eisenhower Executive Office Building.
Right.
Part of the government.
Yes. Is that the FBI building? No, that's who.
That's in some kind of office building. Right. A Halloween party is receiving backlash after an area instructed children to, quote, help build the wall.
Oh, God, yes.
With their own personalized bricks.
Oh, okay.
The party took place at this building on the 25th, included families of the executive branch employees and VIP guests inside and outside the government. While many of those who attended were members of the Trump administration, there was still outrage amongst partygoers. One attendee said, "We were horrified." Horrified, said this person who was there requesting anonymity.
Yes, and I would say this: those paper bricks might be more formidable than the new stretches of wall that's being installed down there at the border, right?
Former photos of the mural with the paper wall were provided. Blah blah blah. The party took place. The Eisenhower Executive Office Building stands across the street from the White House.
Yes.
Houses a large portion of the West Wing support staff.
Right.
Is home to the vice president's ceremonial office.
Yes.
The Build the Wall mural was on the first floor outside a speechwriter's office.
Right.
Next to the Office of Digital Strategy.
Oh, shit.
It featured red paper bricks, each bearing the name of a child. Large letters on the display spelled out, Build the Wall.
Perfect. What is a kit? Some kid's like, what am I doing? What's this art project? You put your name on this piece of paper and you stick it on the side of this wall, and it's like you're pretending to build Trump's wall at the border. Why does some kid want to do that as an activity anyway?
Alongside the paper wall were signs, including one that read America First.
Oh, geez. Now that's subtle, isn't it?
The slogan often used by Trump. The slogan often used by Trump that has been criticized because it was previously employed by the KKK.
Yay.
Earlier in the week, offices inside had been instructed to put together kid-friendly displays for trick-or-treaters. Displays were supposed to be interactive and inspiring, and were supposed to address the party's theme, which is "When I grow up, I want to be." What is "build the wall"? "When I grow up, I want to be." A bricklayer?
I don't know. When I grow up, I want to be a racist. I want to do something that's not necessary. There's never going to be a wall. This wall isn't going to exist.
So there you go. Just, you know, another.
This is indoctrinating kids to your right-wing nut job bullshit. It's sad.
Build the wall. So those nasty little white kids go to school and they see a Mexican kid.
Oh yeah.
And then in the schoolyard, they beat the shit out of him and tell him to go back to his country and build the wall, and we would have kept your parents out.
You know, here's the problem with all that shit is, like, some Republican dickbag will listen to our conversation about this and say, why are you making a big deal about it? It's just a thing. It's just a little art project the kids are doing. But they don't take into account what you just said. It's going to embolden them to bully, to be a dick, to treat people of color shittily. What message? What message do you get from building a fucking construction paper wall?
Well, and what does it have to do with "when I grow up, I want to be"?
I don't know.
What does...
I don't... I really don't know.
I mean, if it was a bricklayer, I would say, well, that's okay. But when I grow up, that was their point.
I want to be a fascist Republican like Donald Trump.
This person said it should have been "pin the toupee on the jackass."
Yeah. Shit.
Instead, with a picture of Trump.
How about you just pass out Mueller report to the kids and let them fucking read it?
Let's see. We've got...
Ooh.
I didn't see this one. Black Louisiana cop fatally shoots racist white woman waving scissors at him.
Jeez.
Ooh.
Wow. A white person got shot. Jesus, that must have been bad. Wow.
Oh, he'll probably be fired.
Oh, yes. You know, I'm...
She said, shoot me. You're going to have to shoot me, N-word.
Oh, God.
We're back with black.
Some fucking autoplay video bullshit going on.
You know about that wall. You remember our governor, Ron DeRacist, one of his campaign ads featured his children building a wall out of those little little Legos or some
MAGA
shit like
onesie
that.
Too, the baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how depressing.
He's our governor.
You couldn't see this if you're listening at home, but I just threw up all over the studio. I'm very sorry about that. We need a new soundboard now.
Children told to build the wall.
Isn't that lovely?
At a wonderful.
Yay.
She has a point. Here, Representative Ilhan Omar,
yes,
retweeted a story from NPR. This is Pitchforks and Torches time.
Okay.
Former McDonald's CEO Stephen Easterbrook
Nine
is getting an exit package.
Ooh, yeah. Cue the exit package
of $42 million.
Okay, 42 mil. That's a lot of money. Jeez.
NPR says his compensation is putting a new focus on the widening gap between the pay at the top and the bottom of the corporate ladder, which has been going on, I'll add, for 50 fucking years.
I mean, it's a gap. Yes. It's 40 million.
Ilhan Omar tweeted that story, and she said McDonald's former CEO violated company policy.
Okay.
He's being run out.
Yes.
And has been awarded almost $42 million. Meanwhile, there are hardworking McDonald's employees who deal with low wages and retaliation for reporting sexual assault.
Oh, my God.
We must and will demand better for the working class.
You know, if you go to McDonald's and it's not too busy in the drive-thru, do this. First of all, notice the Braille that's there. I don't know why there's Braille at the drive-thru, but if you're driving, you can, I don't know, they have a Braille menu. You can, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you're driving. I don't know why Braille's there for the driver. It doesn't matter. Do a gangster thing. Just offer them your weed pen. That's nice. Offer the person. I've never done that, but you should do it.
So there you go. Ilhan Omar.
I mean,
among many of us that are outraged by this bullshit.
2 million. Because he did what? He violated?
Well, that's his exit package. They signed these ridiculous contracts that even if they're, they need to basically commit a crime, like rape a child. And even then, they might still get their money.
And if you're an employee there and you get fired because you're late or maybe you ignored the fryer, I don't know. Do you get a similar exit package?
I think not.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
We'll confirm that.
Probably not.
Yeah. 42 million. I still don't even know. What do you do with that money? What do you do with 42 fucking million dollars?
Well, right. He deserves it. You got to go buy a big $100 million house because you got too much money.
He's a white guy, Pat. Jesus.
Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of CEO pay.
Oh, yeah.
And executive pay.
Right. The gap. I mean, shit.
All right. That's why they have laws in civilized countries that limit the amount that a CEO of a corporation can make in relation to their lowest paid employees. It's, I think in like Sweden, it's 30 times or something like that. They can only make 30 times per hour or per year the lowest paid worker in their company can make, and try to pass a law like that here.
Well, because I was,
oh my God, my freedom.
Well, that would actually, you know, I'm not a math guy, but that would fix our minimum wage issue, right? Because I don't know what a CEO at McDonald's makes per year. I mean, that's the exit package. I have no fucking idea. But if you adjusted that payment and raised everybody getting minimum wage up to a level that would close that gap, well, your minimum wage wouldn't matter then, right? Because your pay would have to have.
Well, these guys aren't going to give up pay. So, I mean, the other choice is to raise the pay of the employees, but they don't want to do that.
And this is probably why Elizabeth Warren is getting shit on via corporate media. Probably.
Sure.
Shit like this. Because these fucking guys don't want to lose their exit package.
Then you know why Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and all the libs are right. Tax the fuck out of these assholes.
Yeah, they're not. Listen, it's not everybody is this guy, right? He is not a normal person in our society. The guy getting the 42 mil, the exit package.
Correct.
So I say go after him. Get all you can from these rich fucks. All they do is milk society for every last fucking penny. Why can't we go after these fuckheads and get their shit?
We don't condone violence at all.
Okay. But.
On Thursday.
Yes.
That's today.
Oh, shit.
There's a report.
Oh, my God.
Over at the Atlanta Black Star.
Right.
About a viral video on social media that depicts a man screaming racial slurs,
oh, God,
at fellow patrons in a Popeyes.
Right. Right.
Ooh,
I like Popeyes.
It's unclear what exactly prompted the incident, but emotions have been running high at Popeyes locations around the country since they re-released their wildly popular chicken sandwich. What is happening with this country where people are killing each other? There, a guy was fatally stabbed at a Popeyes in Washington, D.C. over these fucking chicken sandwiches.
I
want to have one.
I don't know. And I'll be honest, man. I don't know if it's the, you know.
Have you had one?
No, but I have had. No, because when I go to Popeyes, I want to get the chicken. The fried chicken.
Well, but it's a chicken sandwich.
Pieces. I know, but damn, the chicken's so good that you eat off the bone there. I don't want that fucking sandwich. I don't go there for the fucking sandwich.
Oh, I go wonder if I have this. Can you press that button, por favor? Thank you.
I go for the, you know, the pieces.
This might be the ad.
Fuck you, man! Get off your top!
I love you,
piece of shit! Dump me, motherfucker! Dump me!
Slim!
Dump me, nigga! Come on, nigga! Dump me, nigga! Come on, you motherfucker! Come on, piece of shit!
We apologize for the use of the N-word, but this is...
These people. Where are the Avengers? Not the Avengers. The Watchmen. We're the Watchmen when you need them, right? Those guys in costumes that beat the shit out of racists. Where are they? I mean, I don't condone violence, but damn, these fucking... Damn, fuck that. Why should we put up with these dickheads? This isn't a Popeyes?
Fuck is your goddamn problem? You wanna be a motherfucker, man? You wanna fucking kick your fucking ass, you piece of shit! You're right, I want it. You're right, nigga! If you started, shut the fuck up!
We don't condone violence at all, but this man is getting the shit beaten out of him outside the Popeyes.
Oh, how horrible. Jeez.
You in my hood, cuz, one person says, say sorry, another person is yelling, say it now. Near the end, the footage from the text said, they really took the sandwich from bro, though. They took his sandwich away from him. We don't condone violence.
Condone violence, but listen, every time a racist gets the shit beaten out of an angel that doesn't exist,
gets diddled.
Gets diddled.
We don't condone violence at all.
Right, right. It was so horrible when Richard Spencer got smacked in the face, wasn't it?
We also have to acknowledge that, you know, there's a little bit of schadenfreude there.
Yes.
Let's see. We've got. God, there's a lot coming out from that View.
Oh, my God.
The View's Whoopi Goldberg stuns Donald Trump Jr. by pulling the plug on the bonkers episode.
I mean, I don't understand why you have a show and it's acceptable to give a fascist a platform. There is nothing to be gained by getting. Why does the View give a fuck if Donald Trump Jr. sells fucking books? Triggered.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I guess if they don't have him on, then the Republicans squeal bloody murder and say, you're silencing us, you're censoring us.
I mean, we have in this house, we have a mouse issue, and this dog is luxuriating.
We don't have a mouse issue.
Well,
there's a dead mouse somewhere that smells that we have to locate, yeah.
Well, that dog.
Huh?
Look at that dog. Is in total.
Well, what is she supposed to be doing?
Hunting the mouse. Finding it. Keeping the perimeter safe.
Yeah.
She's luxuriating over there.
She's right on top.
In total
of that
repose.
One. Right on top of that one.
Yes.
Do you want to. Is this the whole thing?
Yes.
We figured we got to stack the deck a little bit, right?
Well, you guys are.
Oh, God. That's the whole thing.
Don Jr.?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you vomit.
I don't have clips, specific clips from it.
Bring it. Oh, I hate this guy.
But they were on for quite a while.
I mean,
like almost the whole show, I think.
Well, this Meghan McCain, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, but if I had a talk show and somebody was coming on who... Donald Trump, I guess Trump said shitty things about her father. I don't know. Fuck Trump. Fuck these motherfuckers.
We talk about transparency. The president of the United States released the transcript of exact...
This is Kimberly Guilfoyle, and it's not the exact transcript we've learned, by the way.
So Kimberly's lying.
United States released the transcript of exactly what happened in that phone call.
Yeah.
The whistleblower is giving his... opinion or her opinion right. of what transpired.
I'd like to talk about that.
You get what
actually.
I'm saying?
Yeah. I'd like
so
to talk about that.
That's out there to say. He's not trying to hide anything. I thank God he transcribed it.
I'd like to talk about that.
The truth.
Actually, let me ask you, do you regret misreading that?
I don't think I should have to forego my First Amendment. I didn't want to create hysteria, but if I'm reading an article, I'll be like, oh, the name's out there. I didn't even realize that this thing's some sort of big sort of secret.
You don't regret doing that.
This is him trying to defend putting out the whistleblower's name.
Which is heinous.
Right.
Article be like, oh, the name's out there. I didn't even realize that this thing's some sort of big sort of secret.
You don't regret doing that.
I don't regret doing it. No, I don't think I should have to forego my First Amendment rights. It's out there. I read it in an article. I've been reading it for a week. I saw it on the Drudge Report. Like, this is not some secret. But to then say, because it's Donald Trump Jr., because he's an outspoken guy.
Speaking of himself in the third person, just like his shitty father.
Oh, where is
report? Like, this is not some secret, but to then say, because it's Donald Trump Jr., because he's an outspoken guy, why was there no outrage when Drudge Report, which is a major website, the largest aggregator of media news in America.
There was Joy yelling at the audience.
He puts
the few in the audience that are going crazy. For him, she said, this isn't a MAGA rally. Okay, you know, calm down.
You know, Joy, I it's not a MAGA rally. So why did you invite this? Why are you standing for this on your show? She should have walked.
I don't know.
Whoopi should have walked.
I don't know if this is where Sonny has a smackdown of him.
Website, probably the largest aggregator of media news in America. He puts it out there a few days ago, and no, crickets. No problem with that.
Because
on, guys,
probably not a lot of people knew that it was out there. But once you put it out,
millions of people see Drudge.
I'm saying to you, listen, man, I don't know how many people here read the Drudge Report. I don't know. But I'm saying a lot more people know your name than know the Drudge Report.
I know it's a fair point.
Let's move on.
I understand.
I want to talk about the memo of the call, because I don't believe it's a transcript. In the memo of the call that was released from the White House between your father and the Ukraine president, your father.
Okay, that's Sonny. But she, at one point, he says something, and he goes, well, but that's not illegal. And she says, my law degree says otherwise.
Oh, shit. Damn. I mean, it's like, I get what Whoopi Goldberg is saying there, but there's some hypocrisy. I mean, she is giving Donald Trump Jr. a fucking platform. Why?
Shut up, Guilfoyle. Let people. That's her. That's Guilfoyle time. And she's even talking over the idiot.
And that is why she was dragged on that fucking show, because she's a journalist. She's a reporter.
Right.
She can hang with these guys.
And she was on Fox. She did those Fox hate shows.
I'm sorry. Now, what you can't do is you can't change the past. Obama became president, and the first thing that was said to him from the other side is, we're going to make sure you're a one-term president. We're not going to do anything to help. Well, I'm sorry. Wait. I just want to say, who said it? I believe Mitch McConnell said it.
Guys.
And that
she's yelling at some maggot in the audience who yelled at her and said, who said that? So she turned to the guy in the audience, Whoopi just did, and said, Mitch, who said that? Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell said it.
Guys.
And that you can look up.
But guys, look at what.
So, I mean, this is, you know, apparently they had some plants in the audience that were Trump suckers.
I mean, the people at The View should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, really, this is, they gave a fascist a platform.
That everyone is outraged that his name is out there, because now people are saying, okay, he's tied to Joe Biden while Joe Biden was working in the White House. He has ties to Brennan, who's been leading the cabal on Trump.
But just to be clear, that's not why I'm outraged. I'm outraged.
This is Abby Huntsman, who's a Republican.
Outraged. I'm outraged because I care about diplomacy in this country. I care about how we protect the people when they see a wrongdoing. Mm-hmm.
Abby Huntsman, whose father was our ambassador to China, is running for president, and people like Don Jr. criticized him because he might not be loyal to our country because he speaks Chinese.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God, Huntsman speaks Chinese.
That really was.
He's a rhino.
Just a low point.
At that time.
Right.
Protect the people when they see a wrongdoing, that they go through the proper political channels, and they are protected for doing that. So you can say that whatever outlet released it.
Let's not kid ourselves.
But the name has been out there for 5 days.
But that doesn't make it right.
But nevertheless,
ABC is right now chasing down a whistleblower about all of the Epstein stuff because those stories were killed. So if we're going to have the conversation about the outrage about whistleblowers, you work with CBS. You work with CBS to out the whistleblower who came up with a story.
What about ism? But what about the Epstein whistleblower? They're trying to get that person's name.
Yeah. I mean, this is insane. I'm trying to understand the value of this interview, and I'm trying to understand the views angle. I mean, because why do they have someone like Don Jr. on? To what? To learn what?
They got a lot of ratings today.
Well, shame on them. Shame on those motherfuckers. And they could have gotten similar ratings with something else. This is a sad point for us in our society, because what we're listening to is a show giving this guy a chance to make his case, this Don Jr., and bringing on this horrible person, former Fox News person. Are they married?
No.
I mean,
I don't think he's fully divorced yet.
Oh, yeah.
He?
I mean, all they're doing is like this is fuel for maggots. This is maggot fuel. This is all this is.
Let's move on.
I understand.
I want to talk about the memo of the call, because I don't believe it's a transcript. In the memo of the call that was released from the White House between your father and the Ukraine president, your father said, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. And we have the entire part of the memo here. The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great. This is the basis of the impeachment inquiry. Why is that a sham?
Because nothing was withheld. The other guy on the other side actually said, I have no idea what you're talking about. No one knew any aid was even being withheld. The other guy in the Ukraine, in terms of aid being withheld. So no one knew about these things.
But that's not true. That's a lie. Military aid was withheld.
It was held up, and then it was released after public outcry. But now they're saying they got their aid. I don't know what you guys are so upset about. They got their aid.
Of aid being withheld. So no one knew about these things.
But that's not true. That's a lie. Military aid was withheld.
Yeah.
Yes. No one knew about it in the Ukraine. So there was.
They're pointing out here in this tweet that Sonny used that term a whole bunch of times. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't letting them get away with it.
Right, right.
By just saying, well, that's not, you know, I don't know if that's actually, she said, that's a lie.
I mean, this is,
let's move on.
Because nothing was withheld. It was even being withheld. The other guy in the Ukraine, in terms of aid being withheld. So no one knew about these things.
But that's not true. That's a lie. Military aid was withheld.
Yeah.
No one knew about it in the Ukraine. So there was no quid pro quo. You see all the other aspects of this.
That's a lie. It was withheld.
There's been no prima facie case made whatsoever.
Listen to Guilfoyle. She's got a law degree.
Oh, God.
They brought the smart one on with the dummy. Because when Sonny looked at him and said, well, that's a lie, he was just like,
why? You know, why agree to Kimberly Guilfoyle on this interview? Why agree to have her on?
I don't know. I mean, explain.
There's been no prima facie case made whatsoever for impeachment. The transcript is there. The witnesses are coming forward. There was no
bipartisan support.
Kimberly, the military aid was withheld.
But not because of that reason.
And the timeline
has been clearly demonstrated.
That's a lie. There have been several ambassadors.
Shit, man. I mean,
And Guilfoyle and Don Jr. are talking over each other.
Right. And I tell you, Rosie O'Donnell would have walked.
But that's a lie. There have been several ambassadors that have testified.
Again, she said, that's a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
I mean, these people don't play fair. They talk over each other. This Kimberly Guilfoyle's there just to be a battering ram for Don Jr. And don't you think if Rosie O'Donnell was still on this show, she would have walked. I don't think she would have sat with these people. And I think the respectable thing for, I'm sorry, Joy Behar and Whoopi, you should have walked.
Oh, here's Sonny, the
quote. It was
wrong.
Kimberly,
you're a lawyer.
Yes.
And we've known each other. You were a former prosecutor. Yeah. I mean, did you advise your boyfriend that it is a federal crime to out a whistleblower?
I didn't advise him that it was a federal crime, but I did come out of the bathroom and say, I left you alone for 10 minutes. What happened when Mama Sita's gone? Because by the
principle of
his reason.
It's only a federal crime for the IG to do it. That's in the statute.
He really shuts down every time Sonny says, that's not true, that's a lie. He looks down.
Because what is
and he has nothing to say. And then Kimberly starts yapping.
So do you think this appearance is bad for Don Jr. and the Trumps?
Oh, no, no. They're going to talk about how they own the libs.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no doubt that on their side.
And use it.
Oh, yeah. Look at how triggered they are, which is the title of his book. So that's he got what he wants.
So let me show you the
that's
other
not
side.
True.
Did
under,
your dad
under US
okay, okay, stop. Everybody stop. It's hard to hear.
Under yeah, U.S. Code Section 1505, it is a crime.
It's not accurate. Just ask where Paul he went.
My law degree says it is, but nevertheless.
But he's not the end of it.
And even he doesn't know what to say. Well,
yeah,
that's not accurate. Well, my law degree says it is.
She just read you the statute, right? She just
the number, yeah.
She said the number. Yeah, you know, it's like that's a problem. You give these people a platform, and they before Don Jr. stepped foot on this set, he won. He already won.
We gotta go. Holy shit! Look at the time. Man. So there you go. The mellifluous tones of Don Jr.
Yay.
And you can almost see Kimberly Guilfoyle's hand going up inside of him like a Muppet.
I mean, slowly. No, just shove it in there. Oh, just shove it in there. Don't even spit on it.
We got to get the fuck out of here. Let's reconvene to where's my music?
And by the way, I Don Jr. is no Muppet. The Muppets are just wonderful little guys.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern for Faithless Friday. Then we're on, then we're on all your podcasting applications and, at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy. His Instagram's Radar Comedy. Go to his website, RadarComedy.com.
Follow Very Funny.
Schedule.
God, I fucked it up. Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on at Vile Experience, Instagram and Twitter. Fuck. Damn.
Join us tomorrow, everybody.
Worst one I've
have
ever done.
Have a great evening. Let's do it again
it's
tomorrow.
It's guerrilla fighting. Yeah, you are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start doing in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Not a good idea.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.